Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel presents
is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah.
Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hammer, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'm going to run some stories by you. This time you get to be the judge. You're going to break down all the information and give us a verdict. Is the story anything or not?
Alrighty.
A sheriff's office in South Carolina is begging people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about a weird roaring sound.
Okay.
Because it's just cicadas. Now, if you don't know what cicadas sound like, take a listen here along with some of the residents talking about the noise.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
911, what's your emergency? It's loud outside my... Sounds like a jungle outside my front door. Is that really what they're calling? They had to ask people to stop calling 911 on cicadas.
Meanwhile, the lines were busy when somebody had a gunshot wound in the alley and they couldn't get through because of all the cicada people calling in.
Little known fact, and we've got proof here, according to one news outlet. Did you know that cicadas urinate?
And you might be feeling some drops falling from the sky that might not be rain. Might be coming from the cicadas. And look, everybody's got to go.
Oh, my God.
That is the worst video I've ever seen in my life.
It's like a garden hose.
Thousands of them.
You ladies, said rain, Tucker.
You ladies rethinking eating those cicadas now? Hey, we know one thing. That cicada doesn't have prostate problems.
Hey-o! And speaking of eating cicadas, how about an all-new product from Hammer and Nigel Restaurants?
Looking for an alternative protein source to red meat? First, Burger King introduced the Impossible Burger, made with a plant-based protein-filled patty. Now get ready for the Cicada Burger. Yep, those pesky insects are an excellent source of protein, low fat, and they're loaded with iron.
And they're crunchy.
Order your cicada burger now for a limited time, because once they're gone, you'll have to wait another 17 years for them to be on the menu. The Cicada Burger. Get yours today.
Just the worst.
Every 17 years, get ready.
All right, before we move on, should I retweet this or not? It's an article from the Associated Press. Cicadas are nature's weirdos. They pee stronger than us, and an STD can turn them into zombies.
Tweet that right now. Hit the button.
And retweet it. Boom. At Hammer and Nigel.
I don't care if that's accurate or not. That's a great story.
They pee stronger than us. Man.
Cicadas are nature's weirdos. They pee stronger than us, and an STD can turn them into zombies.
Well, I get that part, but peeing stronger than us, that's a bold statement.
All right.
Because that first leak you take after a couple beers, or that first leak after a road trip, you mean to tell me that a cicada's doing better than that?
No.
No way.
Not buying it.
Is this anything? A dad is trending on TikTok after he called out two teenagers at a trampoline park for being awesome with his son.
Oh, good.
Here he is.
If you live in Billings, Montana, and your teenage sons were at Get Air yesterday, you should be really proud of them. They're awesome. I don't even know how it happened. They started jumping with my kid, and he just went with it. And every time they made sure to catch him if he was going to fall, they had the best time. They were cracking up the whole time, helping him bounce higher. It was amazing. Those boys did not have to entertain my kid. This is the kind of people that we need to be raising more of.
Absolutely.
So if the two boys that were jumping with my kid see this, thank you.
I love it. And that's what, you know what, that's what TikTok should be. Not random videos of you lighting your farts on fire.
Well, in China, like, that's what they get. They get, like, humanitarian stuff. Yeah. They get science. They get math. Over here, we're eating Tide Pods on TikTok.
No, but I like this. I'm like, you know, my son's been at those trampoline parks before, and older kids have kind of played with him. I'd like, you know, and now that my son's getting old, he's like 12 years old, he plays with the younger kids in our neighborhood, just like the older kids in our neighborhood played with him when he was a little bit younger. And I think that's what most people are like. I think that's what America is really about. You see all this hateful crap, all these awful gut protests condemning Israel and supporting Hamas. That's not what America's all about. This, what this guy is describing, is what America's all about.
Allison, could you please turn my computer up? Because I want to play a soundbite from my computer here. As great as that soundbite is, I'm going to bring you great moments in TikTok history. This was the woman on TikTok who said that she's not in the mood for white shenanigans.
If you have a token white and you're hanging out with your friend group of color, you need to ask permission from everybody in the group to bring your white friend. Like, don't just bring them. Ask for explicit permission from everyone. Because just because you're comfortable with them doesn't mean that everybody's comfortable with them. I might not be in the mood to deal with white shenanigans that day. And another thing, it feeds into their ego. Like, don't let them think they're a good white person.
Don't let them think they're a good white person.
All right, you changed my mind again. Ban TikTok. Let's get rid of it. What does white shenanigans include? Like doing the hokey pokey?
I feel like House of Pain is probably playing in the background. Whatever your definition of shenanigans is, I bet House of Pain or Sweet Caroline or Don't Stop Believing is probably playing in the background. White shenanigans sounds like a House of Pain cover band. Is this anything? A wine merchant in England named Tom ran the London Marathon while doing a wine tasting at the same time. He sampled 25 different wines, one at each mile marker. He was able to correctly identify a lot of them. Here he is.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
Hurricanes of Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me. I think it's a New World, quite fruity, a little bit of sugar, jam shed.
Shiraz, Australia. Have I scratched it?
On mile 18. 20, 23. I think it could be a Chardonnay. I think it could be from South Africa.
Now, he didn't. I watched the entire thing. It goes on for like 5 minutes. He didn't drink a full glass of wine each time, but he definitely wasn't sober by the end of the marathon. And let me just say, my next door, Erica, could kick this guy's butt. She could drink a bottle of wine one night, get up and run a marathon and break her previous record.
We need to get the beer bong out to her next time she runs. Yeah, right. She does a little bit from the bong with wine and she runs to the next mile marker. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. Right.